But do you believe that this is a real national security threat? You're going to have all 100 senators, 435 members of the House, the diplomatic corps, the Supreme Court justices. You're going to have members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the entire cabinet with one so-called designated survivor who doesn't come because of, God forbid, some sort of security incident. Is this a legitimate security concern?
Heck no. I mean, this is political genius. I give Nancy Pelosi credit for her political sense. It's national security nonsense. We're talking about less than 60 acres in the huge national security threats of U.S. senators, U.S. congressmen, members of the cabinet, Supreme Court justices, and guests of, for example, of the president. And that's that we can't secure 58 acres? Are you kidding me? There's 40,000 plus flights every day in this country, Wolf. They're still flying in the FAA, which in the midst of this crisis is still operating, can manage 40,000 plus flights, and we can't do 58 acres? I applaud her for coming up with the genius of trying to corner the president on this. But from a national security perspective, this is a Kardashian moment. This is fake.
Strong words from Phil.